Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. I hope everyone out there is having a wonderful pre-holiday day. I'm still, you know, I was off work for the most of the day, and I still found myself, you know, going through my normal routine of trying to check on my shrines and get this housework done and get that housework done. And I can see a light at the end of the tunnel, but I don't know if that's the end or if that's the train coming at me. I is tired. There's a lot of work, you know, And this is really like an old-fashioned idea of keeping house. You know, that's what they used to call it, keeping house. This ain't no joke. I have no idea where all this dust, any of this comes from. I don't know. But it seems to be focused on me. It seems personal at this point. So all of the cooks have been dominating the kitchen. You know, I remember I told my youngest, I said, hey, just keep coming back and make sure the dishes don't overtake me, okay? I'm trying to clean shrine glasses, cooking glasses, this silverware. That it is a lot going on here. But I am ever so thankful to take a moment out of my crazy busy schedule and just to sit down, fellowship with my people. Let's talk about our Thanksgiving. Did everybody see that? It's Thanksgiving. We're in gratitude giving. It's giving thank you vibes. You know, we have to do this. And, of course, you know, a big part of anyone's spiritual journey is recognizing those positive, wonderful, beautiful, positive aspects that we are blessed with every day. Sometimes the everyday blessings kind of get overlooked. You know, sometimes the blessings of just waking up in the right side of your mind get overlooked. And so, you know, we have days like today or days like tomorrow to remind us, hey, look, don't forget that, you know, in the middle of your busy season, audit season, travel season, whatever you're doing, whatever you're thinking you're doing, don't forget in the middle of that, that God is still sitting there blessing you. God is sitting there making sure everything runs smoothly. The planes are arriving when the planes said they're going to arrive. That traffic isn't too bunched up. For those that are blessed to have family in town or to be visiting family, you know, that hopefully all of our family relations go well. And, I mean, there's still a lot of everyday miracles that we just expect God to be pulling off. And that expectation sometimes creates opportunity for us to kind of circle back on God and say, hey, even though I expected that, I wanted that, I planned on that, I prayed on that, I did my affirmations on that, I was moving as if on that, even though all those wonderful things came together so wonderfully, I still want to say thank you, God. I still want to say I see you moving and working in my life, God. I see all these blessings coming about, and, you know, it may not be glamorous, but it's a blessing nonetheless. And I just want to take some time to talk about why it's important for us to do that, why it's important to continue with the level of expectation, as well as continuing with that high gratitude list. And then, you know, if some people want to shout out their high gratitude and things that make them thankful for this year, I'm all for it. That's what we're doing today. It's a little off the cuff, maybe off the beaten path, but, you know, this is the path we've got to take because, you know, just like I say the same thing about prayer. Never miss an opportunity to pray. Never miss an opportunity to pray. Never miss an opportunity for you to raise your voice and have your voice be counted in that full of praise and gratitude for God, right? It's the same thing with thank you. It can seem simple on this level, but I promise you that it's not. So that's what we're doing, and we're doing, you know, we're doing in a real casual, common way. You know, a lot of people are, and I know, I heard, taking breaks from their cooking seasons, and, you know, if you want to kind of, if you want to let us know what you're cooking, that's all good, too. I love hearing about it. I love hearing about people experimenting with foods as well. And for me, Thanksgiving is not necessarily about pilgrims or Indians or how any of that happens. I can tell you, for me, Thanksgiving is 100% ancestral. This is what we're doing. We're getting them prayers in. I'm mimicking my ancestors. So I had this one ancestor talking about last week, my Aunt Sandy, and my aunt was very traveled. She'd been in many, many places. She was very, in my opinion, she was very unique. You know, she did things that, you know, I'll say I wouldn't expect black people to do. She was just that kind of person. And part of her tradition every Thanksgiving or every family holiday is that she made something that was not her specialty. She made something that she didn't really know how to make. She had to follow a recipe, or she veered from the recipe or whatever. And it was always something very, very weird and required setup. In every Thanksgiving that I had an opportunity to be in the same area as her, I would take the time and say, hey, what is it going to be this time? And some of the creations were absolutely delicious, and some of them were less than yummy. Yeah, less than, less. And so I'm doing the same thing with her. Ever since then, and she has, I think, transitioned maybe 3 years now, but ever since then, I have been finding new things to do. Like, I started making eggnog from scratch, like, maybe 2 years ago, and that thing was slamming. And then this year, I'm doing, it's a combination of sweet potato. It's going to have a layer of sweet potato, like a sweet potato pie, but not a pie. And then the top layer is going to be like a cheesecake. And so I'm going to see how this works. I'll take pictures. I'll let you know. And so I don't know how to do that. I know how to do a cheesecake. I know how to do a sweet potato. The idea of putting them together, I'm not sure how it's going to work or how it's going to look, but I'm like, hey, we are living on the edge, and I'm following ancestors, and we're going to have a good time with this. That's what holidays are about. That's what this holiday is about for me. That's what this holiday is about. So whether you've had an opportunity to travel, whether you're doing the cooking for yourself, I have one little sister, this is her first Thanksgiving cooking. I said, oh, my God, that's so adorable. So no matter what this is to you, I want to talk about the thanks. The thanks is everything, okay? What are you thankful for this year? And it can be anything that you want, but this is still only an hour program. I would love for you, don't wait to the last second, just press one and just kind of share what your Thanksgiving ritual is, what are you doing this Thanksgiving, and what your big thanks is, what is your big pull away for the year. And so, like I said, I'm open to it. All you have to do is press one, and that will let me know here that, hey, I want to thank, so I want to add into my thankfulness for the collective, and I want to know, you know, I want to be able to share what my big gratitude list is. And so all you have to do is press one, and that will let me know. Look, and don't wait. I'm telling you, I got a caller right now. I'm anxious. Love it. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Melissa. How you doing tonight?
Sister Melissa, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Oh, I'm glad to be talking to you. Taking a break from this crazy holiday and cooking and shopping to say hello with you.
Well, I'm going to say this. I have, like, I don't know, 2.5 million things to be thankful for. But this one's going to be a little different. This year, I'm dating somebody who is completely out of my realm, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot in common. Like, we don't celebrate holidays. So for me, you're not going to come to my house. You're not going to see Thanksgiving. You ain't going to see Christmas. You ain't even going to see Halloween. I don't put up any decorations. But I do use that time to, you know, we all have time off. We have people who are probably around you haven't seen before. So I use that time to fellowship and to commune and, you know, be there with my community. And I'm thankful for that. But this particular
Amen.
Person that I'm dating, the phrase I'm going to say, this is a real quote, I don't celebrate those devil's holidays. And I totally understand where that is coming from. And I respect that. However, my mom asked me if this particular person was going to join, and I said, I don't think so, because he does not. He doesn't even go with his own family to, you know, on holidays. But I'll ask because you asked. And he actually said he would do it. And
oh, wow.
I'm shocked. And I am, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thankful for that. That in itself tells me a lot. And, you know, during our devotions and, you know, how we had to pull the papers and tell you, that gives me motivation to not behave inappropriately.
Amen. Amen. The gift that keeps on giving. Amen. Amen. Wow. Yeah, that is definitely a place and space for that gratitude to kick in. You were going into uncharted territory there, so may the force be with you. Keep your prayers tight. You know, whenever I'm walking into those situations, I try to put in my extra prayer so that in case I need to step out and give somebody a prayer, I'll have an extra one on deck, you know. Those situations there can be quite testy, but you know, good luck to you in it. And, you know, whether, like I said, for me, the holiday is a lot more about tradition than the origin. You know, it has everything to do with family and has everything to do with that gratitude piece. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing. And again, that's something that somebody may be like, oh, that's not even that big of a deal. It is. You know, when you start getting family together, and when you start getting people to say, hey, look, that may not be my cup of tea, but, you know, if it's yours, I'll take a sip. And so that is absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much, Sister Melissa.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. All right. Now, anybody have a Thanksgiving? That's wonderful. I can tell you, and this is not a secret nor a surprise, I had a hospital stay last year, December. And so after that hospital stay in December, the last time I had been in a hospital, I was delivering my youngest child. So I don't do hospitals. I mean, it's got to be bleeding, about falling off for me to go. And that's after I tried to get some duct tape and then it started turning green and then I'll go. But I'm not just voluntarily going to the hospital. And so I was in the hospital, did a couple days. You know, I thought they were going to say, hey, okay, great. Move on about your business. No, they were like, yeah, we might need to keep you for a second. They were going to start experimenting on me, family. But to be 1 year kind of out of that understanding, for me, I'm very thankful for. I'm thankful for the situation because the situation exposed to me a problem I wasn't even 100%, I didn't even know and was aware that was a problem. And so going into the hospital that year ago really, really helped me to get to the point now where I have a better understanding of my body, a better understanding of my aging process, a better understanding of just life in general. And when I say it took my gratitude list on like 1,000, and so I've heard people say, oh, health is wealth, and I believe it. You know, I believe it. But when you up close and personal with it, it's a little different. And so, you know, for me this past year, I am amazed that I've been able to say, hey, I haven't been to the hospital since I had that little booger, okay? And that was, at that time, 16 years ago. 16 years. No problem. Not a hiccup. Not nothing. And then moving forward, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to break my record, okay? I'm going to go from 16 years to 17 years. I'm going to try to work on my health, my temple, my body, my everything. I'm going to work on that until I don't have to go back ever again in life, okay? So, you know, for me, one thing that I'm grateful for is that I'm very, very grateful, very thankful that when the opportunity to learn and to go through that, I did it. I really, really did. I was, you know, I could have been hard-headed and stubborn and, oh, I'm not going, and I don't trust the government, and I don't. And I mean, I could have gone through all of these head changes, but for once, I said, you know what? Let me just kind of see what's going on. It could be me getting soft in my old age, but I was so, 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 so glad that I did. And that's something I'm thankful for. I'm on the other side of that. I am complete. I ain't got to worry about that. I can go on now and just make plans of getting old for the rest of my life. And I'm enjoying the process. I'm looking forward to it. So let's come and think about our Thanksgiving. What are we thankful for? How are we going to move forward? You know, what are those things that you're like, no, this was such a big deal. It was so helpful. It was such a blessing. I mean, it meant everything for me. And I'm hoping that as we're going through the program, because, you know, I do this program with pen and paper. I'm listening. I'm learning. I'm building. So I'm hoping as we're going through this that you hear something someone else may be grateful for, and you're like, wait a minute. I got some of that in my life. I want to see some of that in my life. And you go ahead and you start to move forward and say, hey, this is good. God is good, and I'm thankful to be here. So I have another caller that would like to speak, and I'm going to press this little button right here because we're looking forward to building. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hey, y'all. Peace and light. This is Camellia.
Hey,
How you doing? I'm amazing, Seven. I'm amazing.
Awesome.
I have to remind myself of that daily. I am amazing. But there's been a lot going on in my life lately, a lot of obstacles. And I am thankful in advance. I'm giving thanks in advance because I know and I have faith that everything that I'm going through is going to work out. So I'm just giving grace in advance.
Absolutely.
Thankful for my family. Thankful for my grandbaby that I got on my hip. This is my first year spending Thanksgiving without my oldest daughter. She's in Maryland. And I got home, and I wondered why I was sad, and I called her, and I was like, that's why I'm sad. You know, you got to get to the root of things.
Yes,
so,
you do.
So just thinking about my big girl and her being away from me on Thanksgiving, but she's in good hands, so I'm thankful for that. She's with family.
Amen.
So,
I'm speaking in advance.
I'm speaking in advance. Okay. I'm thankful for my new car that I'm about to get. And my grandbaby getting rid of this doggone car that he got. And just everything that's coming against me, that just seeing everything working out, just giving thanks in advance.
Amen. Amen. How wonderful and beautiful that is. Yeah. Wonderful. Look, it sounds like your Thanksgiving list is good and long.
Thank you. And I'm thankful for you all, too. Thankful for Ejo for telling me to get on the call.
Amen. Okay.
All right.
Yes, sounds good. Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. All right. Look,
I remember when my youngest was little and he believed in getting gifts and everything else like that. And he would see me writing on parchment paper because he's a temple baby and that's what they do. They see everything. And so I remember one time he said, Mama, I need some of that magic paper. I said, magic paper? What are you talking about? He said, you know the magic paper you write on and you give it to the spirit and the spirit gets you with you. I said, you know what? I know exactly what you're talking about here. And he would write down his list of wants. And I'm like, okay, well, what you going to do to get these wants? And he was like, oh, snap, okay. And then we evolved it into this gratitude list where he can really list all the things that he's thankful for, the things he has right now, and the things that he wants to be thankful for in the future, okay? When I say put it out there, put it out there. You know, God is sitting here waiting to find out what you want, what you need, what you think you got going on, and you're sitting there with a closed mouth, not getting fed. So when sister said, no, I'm going to thank in advance, amen, hallelujah, that's the way we make things happen. That's how you get into that habit of gratitude. You know, I was working this weekend. I was doing a lot of work this weekend. And one of the things that I heard Spirit say, not myself, but I heard Spirit translated through the other medium, I heard Spirit say, talk about the sweet things. And I said, oh, I've never heard that. I've never heard Spirit say, talk about the sweet things. And it took me a second because I had to, you know, in my mind, I'm doing the same thing. I'm like, oh, let me get my sweet things ready to say. Let me think about those good, wonderful, beautiful things in my life. And I was like, wow, what an opportunity to be 100% grateful and thankful for all of those things that are constantly right there in front of us, but we may not be paying attention to, or may not be paying enough attention to them. And so, you know, I really, from there, I was like, I know the radio program. I got that. And then turn around, it's Thanksgiving. I said, oh, this is perfect timing. Spirit was ready to have these conversations right here. What are you thankful for? What are you putting in the universe? What are you going to be working on or putting all that energy into and everything like that? There's a lot going on, family. There's a lot going on. And there's so much, the more, everything that's going on is not positive. I can say that. I can say that, you know, with my whole chest. Everything is not positive. There are some people that are going through some things, and the way out does not look good. There are people that are struggling. I mean, really struggling. And guess what? These are not imaginary people. These are not people like way off in some crazy location or, you know, all the people down in Florida, because Florida is such an interesting state. No. These are people that we know. These are people in our house. These are people that, you know, we live with. The people might be us. We're going through some things. And sometimes it can be difficult to see all the blessings that are still right here in front of us, blessings that aren't going nowhere. And so it's so important that we spend the time, you know, reminding ourselves about all the things we have to be thankful for, okay? Now, this is not called my perfect life because I don't think anybody has a perfect life, okay? Everybody got something that they need to be working on. Everybody has something that may be bothering them. This is about thanks thanksgiving. This is about the idea of being thankful. And so this is about finding your gratitude and really making it work, okay? And that's where we are. And this is the best place to be, you know. Another thing I want to just, you know, I started off with my health, and that health thing got real personal because I had a whole situation just last year. Barely 12 months from this point, I had a situation. And so that health thing got real personal. Something that I am thankful for every day, every day. Every day I say I'm thankful for it. Every day I give thanks for it. Every day I act like I'm thankful for it. And that's for my mental health, okay? There are some mentally unhealthy people out there. There are some people that are struggling, okay? Depression is real. Anxiety is real. Mental health challenges are real, family. And I know you're like, of course I know it's real. Yeah, but it's real like it be popping up all the time real. It's real like, you know, your neighbor may have this problem. It's real to the point where it's impacting us all over the place, whether at home with family, at work, with coworkers, whatever. Mental health is a challenge. And so and I've worked in behavioral health. I've seen how hard it is on families. I see how hard it is on the person. November, I had a young lady say, you know, it's hard on relationships. It's hard. Yes, it's so hard on everything. And so every day I express sincere appreciation for, one, my mental health, two, my children's mental health, and then three, the third thing I'm thankful for in mental health is my ability to work with people that are struggling with their mental health. Everybody can't do that job. I saw my mother do that job for 20 years in different aspects. And I always, you know, growing up, I was like, oh, I ain't doing that. That's too much. Oh, no, she can't sit here and cry to me for 3 hours. Oh, no, I can't sit here and deal with, you know, this anger management. Oh, no, I can't do all this. I saw 20 years of it. And so I knew it took a very special person to be able to do that. And so I didn't know I was going to go into that field. But the more I looked and the more I saw how important it is, the more I knew I wanted to help, because that's all I could do is help in that situation. So I'm very, very thankful not just to have good mental health, but also to be able to help others see their way through their issues and help walk them through and have better days. You know, today can be better than yesterday, you know, and we can keep improving and working from here. So that's something that I really do believe is part of my God mission. And so I'm so ever so thankful, ever so thankful to be able to do that, right? So I want to, before I keep going, is remind people that this is an interactive program. I'm so glad I don't have to do this by myself. Everyone has something. If you are on this phone line, and there's a lot of us on the phone line, if you're on this phone line, that means you are spiritual, enlightened, aware, and I know that you're thankful. I know that you have had something come into your life this year that you're thankful for. I know it, or you wouldn't be here. I know that something has happened, someone has said something, you're moving in a different energy, you've grown up, you've done whatever. I know you have something that you're thankful for. So take a moment and press one, and that lets me know, hey, I think I do want to share. I want to let people know what I'm thankful for, okay? So, and it's only an hour program, family, so don't let my time tick on you, okay? One thing I wanted to add about my personal gratitude list is I'm ever so thankful for my family. I have the blessing of having both my parents still living, which is a blessing. And then I have the blessing of having a strong spiritual family that shows up and shows out. I have the blessing of having people, having 1,000 different sisters. I got blood sisters. I have sorority sisters. I have spiritual sisters. I have little sisters. I have all any kind of sisters you could think of, I got. And they all love and care for me and protect me and everything. And so when I say thankful for my family, I have, oh, my ancestors talking about family. Oh, my goodness. They don't play about me. And I love seeing those videos and everything. You know, oh, they don't play about me. But you, if you know, you know. My spiritual family and my ancestors and all of the angels that watch over me, they are so great and wonderful and beautiful because they don't play about me. They get it going. I am protected. I am loved. I am guided. I am all of these things. And it is because they watch out for me. So when I say thank you, I'm saying thank you. When I say thank you to my family, oh, my goodness, I'm talking to all of my family, spiritual, biological, gifted, just people that love me. And then I'm saying thank you to all of my spirits that watch over me, my ancestors that keep it rolling. Oh, my gosh, I am a blessed child, and I know it, and I'm appreciative like I am. So I got my health. I got my family. And so I'm hoping everybody's taking notes. You should be able to rattle off 10 things right now that you are thankful for. I love to hear one or two. So I got a caller that would like to share, and I love my caller. They help give us more perspective. They share with us, hey, I understand this. So hold on. Let me see if I can catch my caller. And greetings. Welcome to the program.
Alafia, Mama 7.
Alafia, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, you know. And, like, thank you for the reminder, you know. Thank you for bringing this forth, you know, in this season that we in, because there has been some really good things going on around me. And I had told myself the other day I was bored. You know, like, and it kind of, like, downgrades, like, what is going on around me. And so, like,
amen,
with having something like tonight is just a good reminder of, like,
yeah,
no, you're blessed. I'm blessed beyond measure. So it's a lot to be thankful for. But before I tell you that, I would just like to say thank you again, Mama 7, for you, for what you bring forth to the community, because folks, like she said, like, her ancestors don't play about her, and I've seen it in full effect. And this is a real powerful lady and the aspect of what she brings forth to, you know, all of spiritualists and things of that nature.
Amen.
So I'm just thankful for you, because you know, you, like, I'm on an anniversary. You talking about your health.
Amen.
Around this time last year, I was calling upon you for your breaker.
Amen.
Because
yep.
It was dark. It was real dark at the time, man. You
it
said mental
dark.
Health, depression,
yeah,
anxiety, all those things, you know, are true. You know, so I'm thankful for what you bring to the table, because it's appreciated.
Amen.
But I guess what I'm thankful for, you know, today I had an interview But before that, I had left my ID at the house, and I had to get onto the base in order to have the interview. So initially, I was thinking because I didn't have my ID, they would have to either reschedule the interview or whatever the case, but it worked out to where I was able to ride on to the base with someone else, and I didn't have to use my ID because I didn't have it. It was just the clearance of the person I was riding with. So I'm thankful for the fact that I was still taken care of in that circumstance to be able to have the interview today, because it could have been the other way. And I'm thankful because through the ancestors and Mother Eagle and your encouragement, as you know, we were supposed to do the off call, but I still was able to put something together for, as in the author call in itself, for the ancestors.
Amen.
And, you know, Camellia, she was a part of it, Victoria, and a few other people were part, but I'm just thankful that I was allotted that opportunity to, you know, of course, conduct, you know, an author call and feel safe in that place. But it's only through the hands of Mother Eagle and yourself that I was able to do something. So it's like full circle. Thank you again, Mama Seven, for, you know, being you.
Such a blessing. I love it. Dear Wolf, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. And, you know, like you said, everybody needs that reminder. Everybody needs to know, hey, you know, what do you have going on, and how can you put that back where God is that centerpiece, you know? So absolutely. And, you know, I want to recognize, I know and see your leadership coming through. I know and I see how you are building and growing and have been building and growing leaps and bounds over the last, 3 years, 4 years? So it's only more to come, and you continue to be a light to your community as you talk about me, but I'm telling you, I see it in you, you know, and you got the blessings of the elders around you. So I know there's going to be many days where the people are going to be like, hey, Wolf, you keep being that blessing. Thank you for, you know, continuing to inspire others to do so. So you're doing the thing. You're doing it.
Sure.
All right. Hey, I love it. You know, this is what we're talking about when it comes to, like, you know, who you are. Who are you in your community? Like I said, this is a phone line full of healers. This is a phone line full of people that are walking that spiritual lifestyle. And everybody has a reason to be thankful today. You know, Mom Khadijah will get up there and she'll make her prayer. And she'll first thing she'll say is, thank you for the present of today. The present, like it's a gift. And so when you are thankful for just the gift of opening your eyes, of being on the right side of your mind, when you're thankful for having strong body, you know, and we'll take it even deeper, when you're thankful to be able to sit and plan to eat, because some people don't have that blessing. We have, and if I can get Mama Khadijah right towards the end of the program to come forward and talk about our radio program that we're going to be having next week to talk about Haiti, We Hear You, because not only are we sitting among the blessed, we also share that blessing. And you may not think you got enough blessing to share, but I promise you, you do. I promise you, we're working and building on something very positive, very strong. So we'll talk about that. We're going to get to that in 10 minutes because we got thanks to share. How about that? I got another caller that would love to speak. I want to hear from you. I want to see you put that energy forward. So that's what we're going to do. Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
I'll be on 2K franchise. 2K22 that I'm asking.
You're on that.
Greetings.
Gotcha.
I don't know if they were ready for us to come in. But look, the phone lines are jumping. If you have a word that you would like to share, even if it's for your ancestors, this is a great day, a great program to share the things that are important to you, to share the things that you are thankful for. So while we're waiting for that next press one, I'm going to go ahead and tell you I got health, I got family, and in that family, I want to take it another step and share my gratitude for and my blessing of the children. I have two beautiful boys. Now, I have God children. I have people I work with closely. I have so much love around me. But God blessed me with these two boys that came through me. And they are such a blessing to me, and I know that they're going to be a blessing to the universe because they work so hard to be good boys. And when I say good boys, they're beautiful. They are drop-dead gorgeous. And they have such a gentle heart. They are positive to the community, which is very important to me. They are loving with their mother. They are patient with the work that I do and work and contribute to the positive work that I do. And so where I get to sit back and take in the benefits of being third and fourth generation, they get to go even deeper. And so I am very thankful for their health, the fact that they have been able to be good citizens in this current government, United States. They are community activists, as they should be. They are just good people, and that's always what I've asked for. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, I'm going to take Camille's hint, and I'm going to be thankful for the positive relations that they work on in the future. I'm thankful for them going off, whether it's educational endeavors, business endeavors, anything that they're working and putting on. I'm asking God if it's good, if it's positive, that he bless it and that it grow from there. So I always want to say a special thank you for them. They have been a blessing all of my life because they helped me to understand God a little bit more. They help me to understand God. Anytime I'm looking at them, I'm like, what? I just imagine God looking at some of the things I do and being like, this girl is crazy. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful, and I'm always learning. And I hope that God gives me the opportunity to learn from them a long, long time as we're moving forward in life, okay? My gratitude list is long. And I'm, you know, every time I start to think, you know, because there's things that I need to work on, okay? As wonderful as I think my life is, because it is. I got some wonderful, we just came from November event. November is packed full of goodness, right? And so just coming from November event, everything was beautiful. Atlanta was off the chain. Our next November event is going to be in Charlotte, which I am already making plans on. We got our save the date list. We have retreats lined up, workshops lined up, collaborations lined up. We have so much work going on. It's such a wonderful thing. And I am thankful for all that we get to do, because it's a blessing. And so the way I stay away from the other stuff, because like our dear brother Wolf said, it gets dark. We have challenges. We have to work on that. The way you do is by working on your support system. Your support system will stop, make a phone call, and that's it. Trust me. Trust me. Your support system is not going to be satisfied with text. When I tell people, hey, check on this person. Oh, I text them. That's not what I meant. Check on them for real, like you care, like you want to know how they're doing. So this is all part of our gratitude, okay? I got another caller that'd like to speak. And like I said, phone lines lit. And I'm so glad that everybody took a minute out of their busy schedule, because everybody, I took a break from chopping and peeling, and I got garlic all over the house. I mean, my house smells like a full restaurant in here, and I love it. So I took a break to get some fellowshipping in, so important. But hold on, let me see. Let's get to this phone line. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings, greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings, family. How is everyone doing in their gratitude?
Hey, hey.
I mean, my list is so long, you know.
Yes.
However, I definitely wanted to say I was talking with my cousin today, and you know, I was talking with him about my sister friends. I said they're more than friends. They're not biological sisters, but they're sisters to me. So
right.
I want to give honor to my mother, Florence Hudson, and my aunt, Cornelia Muse, because they were the backs that carried me across.
Amen.
My mother and my aunt. On the other side, I have my Egungun godmother, who was Abiyomi Lanloke, who was a teacher. I'm just giving thanks to my to the Most High for my teachers in life, my spiritual
Amen.
Teachers in particular. Ernesto Pichardo down in Miami, who I worked with for years, who taught me so much about Lukumi and Santeria. Alajoye Fatumiche, a Ianifa that transitioned not long ago, a couple years ago, who I could call anytime and say, Ia, should I do this? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times I would have to be fussed out first. You should know this and blah, 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 blah. You know, and she had a very a sharp tongue. But I
mm-hmm.
sat and I listened because she had a lot of good information. She was a master
yes.
teacher.
Yes.
My good friend who's on the other side, Ogunleki Balewa, who was always there for me. And I was always there for her. Who
yep.
taught me so much about sharing and giving, and taught me a lot about abundance. She was an Ogun priestess. And those Ogun people, they don't do nothing halfway.
They
all the way. It's all or nothing. It's always over the top. And that's how she loved as well. She loved over the top.
Amen.
And then I have my two Muslim sisters, Sister Fatima and Sister Munira. Now, these are just the my teachers along the way that have given me so much. I just felt that I had to mention them as a part of my gratitude piece, because I'm just so grateful that they came, and that's a partial list, that they came into my life, because I think that everybody that I've come in contact with that have either transitioned or are still living have given me so much, have taught me so much, have shared with me, have shown me the love, have been an example of strength and womanhood. My girlfriend, Linda Holes down in Tampa, who transitioned 2 years ago, who was just such a creative spirit. And so, I mean, the list just go. I could just go on and on and on and on, but I know we're running out of time. So I just wanted to say that I really am grateful that these spirits that were experiencing a human experience crossed my path and they were able to drop some real gems in my life.
Ashe. Ashe, before I let you go, I can't let you go, Mama Khadijah, without sharing sharing about Hey, Do We Hear You? You know, because we're talking about gratitude, and you know, I've mentioned my beautiful food that I got cooking, simmering, marinating, and everything else like that. And of course, I'm thankful to have had the funds to get the food, because everybody knows food ain't cheap. And then I'm thankful that I don't have to work right this second, that I have time to sit back and enjoy my children and my house and everything else like that. And as I'm sitting back enjoying my house, as I'm enjoying my children, I'm enjoying my food, I'm enjoying cookies, you know, the whole thing, you know, everything. There are those that don't get to enjoy. And I would just like you to take a minute. In fact, you could take three and just talk to us about Hey, Do We Hear You, and what that is about.
Okay. Hey, Do We Hear You is one of the programs of Mother Eagle Ministries. I think that every organization, church, agency, whatever, should have a component that deals with giving back to those in need. And that is our way of giving back. Hey, Do We Hear You? So it was started back in the 90s when my brother was sent to Haiti to evaluate the school system, and he started sending school supplies because, of course, the need was great even back in the 90s. This has been going on in Haiti since Haiti beat Napoleon and kicked him out of the country and became an independent country. But things have gotten considerably worse, and so he started off with the school supplies. After his passing, we went to – I picked up the baton because it was a worthy cause. It was something that I had become passionate about, because in 97 I took my first trip to Haiti, and I saw with my own eyes, I felt with my own heart the agony, the pain, the suffering, as well as a little bit of joy, and I saw the beauty of the country as well. But there needed to be more people extending a hand to our Haitian brothers and sisters. So in 2005, we officially did Haiti, We Hear You as a part of Mother Eagle Ministries after my brother's passing. And we had school supply drives. We had shoe drives. But we started a monthly feeding program where we were feeding families that did not have any other means of getting food. No means of getting food for the children, for the families. So we do the monthly feeding program, and at Christmas and Easter, because most of the families there are Christian, / voodoo, but most of them do go to church and celebrate the Christian holidays and whatnot. We ramp up our program. So at this point in time, we come together in December, which will be next week, on Wednesday. Get your checkbooks out, get your, you know, credit cards, whatever it is, and donate money to feed these families. So we do that. We also this year will do a GoFundMe page. So if you're not prepared to give next Wednesday, then we will have the link for others to, you know, for you to be able to use our GoFundMe page to make a donation. Mm-hmm. It is the situation is dire. I can't think of a worse word, a more descriptive and fitting word for the situation there in Haiti. People are literally, you know, starving. And a lot of the children do suffer from malnutrition. So I encourage people to give. I encourage people to make whatever sacrifice. You can sacrifice two trips to Starbucks or one trip to McDonald's or whatever. But reach in your purses and all of the money goes toward feeding. And at Christmas time, we not only feed the families, but we also do community feedings, which means someone there is cooking a big, big pot. And around this time, they do the pumpkin soup, and they pass it out in the community with bread. So that's what's going to happen next week. We're going to talk some more about what's going on in the country and how we can help, how we can stay connected to helping others in need.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And Mom Khadija, and I want to just share with everyone that we'll have guest speakers come on. It's a lot of information. So, one, if you don't know, tune in next Wednesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, and you'll get a lot more information. And you'll also get to hear other people that visit the country, other people that have other organizations in the country. This is something that A Wonderful Approach works with our First Fruits on every single month. You know, we're doing something special because it's the holidays, but every single month, Mother Eagle Ministries is working to feed families, and I'm very proud to be able to say that this is something that I dedicate funds for me personally and then with A Wonderful Approach. This is what we do. This is what we do. We help people. And so, you know, I hope that everybody just takes a moment, make a little reminder, whatever. The program is wonderful, educational, and you get a lot of information, okay? And you're going to be co-hosting with me. I'm speaking fast because I'm running out of time, but you're going to be co-hosting with me, Mama Khadija, and I'm loving that idea. You know, we did that for about a year and a half, and the energy is dynamic. So we're going to be working together, continuing that so we can build more, okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the platform. As usual,
absolutely.
I'm grateful.
Absolutely. Look, more gratitude. We are just...
More gratitude,
It is just a blessing for everyone. And this platform is for this. This is what we do. It's spiritual, it's loving, it's appreciative, and this is how we go and continue doing all of the positive things that we're doing. We are part of our positive community, and that's just one way that it is exercised, that you'll see it, okay? I want to thank everybody who took a moment to listen to the program. Like I said, the phone lines were packed, and I hope that's an indicator of everyone's gratitude, everyone's thanksgiving that thanks, okay? This is what we're doing. I want to say a small prayer, but this prayer, I hope that it explodes into your heart and continues to have impact on you today, tomorrow, whenever you make your next prayers. I want to give thanks to God for putting us in this place right here, allowing us to come together, to be joyful with each other, to be loving with each other. I thank God for continuing to allow us to be these beacons of light in our communities, in our homes. May we continue to keep that light strong. May we feed it with prayer, positivity, meditation, affirmations, all of these wonderful positive tools so that we can continue to be the strong, strong representation of positive energy in this universe. We're working to be our positive self. We're working to remove the negativity around us. We're looking to shine that light in those dark places, to be that person, to have that love, to have the support. God, we ask all of these things for those people that don't have a personal relationship with you, God, for those that don't know your angels, that don't know the Loa, Arisha, those that don't have a relationship with their ancestors. I ask that you open their eyes, open their heart, open their minds, give them something to look forward to, give them an opportunity to be in alignment with your word, give them the opportunity to share and to create true loving community. God, I want to say thank you for all the blessings that we have heard here. Ugh, every single one of blessed upon beyond measure God, please continue to have the blessings abundant so that we can continue to flow from our overflow into our communities. I ask these things in your name. Amen.